welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 11th of February, 2023. The Bible reading today is 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 12 to 16. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Today's article, titled An Undeserved Gift, was written by Karen Pimpo. When my friend gave me a gift recently, I was surprised. I didn't think I deserved such a nice present from her. She'd sent it after hearing about some work stress that I was experiencing. Yet she was going through just as much stress, if not more than I was. With an aging parent, challenging children, upheaval at work, and strain in her marriage. I couldn't believe that she had thought of me before herself, and her simple gift brought me to tears. In truth, we're all recipients of a gift that we could never deserve. Paul put it this way: Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Although he was once a blasphemer and persecutor and a violent man, the grace of our Lord was poured out on him abundantly. The risen Jesus gave Paul a deep understanding of the free gift of grace. As a result, he learned what it meant to be an undeserving recipient of that gift, and he became a powerful instrument of God's love and told many people about what God had done for him. It was only through God's grace that we receive love instead of condemnation and mercy instead of judgment. Today, let's celebrate the undeserved grace that God has given and be on the lookout for ways to demonstrate that grace to others. Let's pray. Dear God, help me understand more fully what it means to extend your gift of grace to others. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.